Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in our friend from Amico Hoops. He is Sam Amico. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Sam.
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Okay, before we get into tonight's game, let's just talk about the importance of tonight's landing spot for the Cavaliers in the NBA draft lottery. Now, how do you think that will affect LeBron James? Do you think it affects him at all? Jeff is saying it shouldn't. It's not going to matter at all for LeBron. Minimal for LeBron. I think it's a huge deal for LeBron. What do you think?
It's hard to tell, really. I don't think it's going to be huge, Andy, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I think that it will be. It'll be interesting in the sense that it's tough because the draft comes before free agency. And I can't imagine, based on tradition and history, that LeBron James is going to go to the Cavs and tell them before the draft or during the draft or after they find out where they're drafting tonight, this is what I'm going to do. So this is, you know, you weigh what it could consider that with the draft pick. So I think LeBron's going to do what he's going to do regardless. Now, if they take that draft pick, you know, they're going to have to use it. They can't trade it. They can only trade it after they draft a player. So they can agree to draft for someone else, and then, you know, it can all be worked out, but you got to wait 30 days. So that in mind, I think that it could impact him on what they determine to do with that, you know, and the news will get out. Oh, the Cavs drafted, say they drafted. The Cavs get Trae Young from Oklahoma. What are they going to do with this guy? Are they going to keep him? And we'll hear all the news. You know, we'll hear it from Wojnarowski and all the big guys. This is what the Cavs are going to do with the pick. They plan on keeping it. Or they're shopping Trae Young. You know, so will that factor into his decision? Maybe. But I think it will be LeBron's going to base his decision on how this team plays the rest of the playoffs, how he feels about its opportunities to compete for championships moving forward for the rest of his career. Could they, you know, could they keep that pick and still make moves to compete for more championships? Certainly. Would they be interested in moving that pick in an effort to compete for more championships and keep LeBron James? Without question. So I don't know that LeBron's going to say, you know what, because this draft pick is here, guess what, now I'm staying. Or, it's eight, now I'm leaving. So I just think that there are too many other factors at play. While this lottery is important and the draft position is important, I don't think that that's going to be, I think that'd be like 10th on his list.
Sam, right? the one thing that I can't imagine the Cavs doing is using that draft pick in any short-term way. So in other words, they're not trading it for a guy whose contract is expiring in a year. If they trade it, they're trading it for a guy who is under contract for 4 to 5 years. Or they're keeping it and developing a guy who they can have on the team for 7 years. Now is not the time to think short-term, even if it means if LeBron wants to stay, he's going to stay. I agree with you completely. And I wouldn't trade. Let's say it's the number three pick. If it's top three, I'm not trading that pick even for one more guaranteed year of LeBron. Because if you're looking at big picture of the franchise, you want long-term success. And if you control a guy for 7 years, that's a better opportunity than one more year with LeBron, as great as he is.
You would sure think so. I think that they will weigh that. You know, can we use this draft pick or the player, you know, to be completely accurate, can we use the player who we drafted in a package for a guy who's going to put us over the top. Because, frankly, right now, Golden State looks like they're in a different league.
They sure did.
So they look like they're playing a different game almost. So you have to start thinking, okay, dynasty here. What could the Cavs do? And to your point, Jeff, if you're the Cavs, you look at the Warriors and you look at yourself and you say, what are we going to do? You know, can we move this pick for Kawhi Leonard, in a deal for Kawhi Leonard? If we can do that, would that put us past Golden State? Would that make us better than the Warriors? Or are we giving up what could potentially be our future for, a short-term fix and then no guarantee LeBron comes back? So those kind of things. I think Paul George would be a better example because he would be a guy who would be on a shorter deal, those kind of things. So I think they weigh all their options. You know, can you package that pick? And probably not, so don't get excited. But can you package that pick in a deal for Anthony Davis? Well, then now you're talking.
That's a different deal. Yes. Right. That's a long-term asset you get back.
He's a younger guy, a long-term asset. He's a proven commodity, which as much as we all love draft picks in the NBA draft, nobody's a proven commodity. You know, and it's not just us who miss guys. It's NBA general managers throughout history have drafted guys at number one who didn't work, whether it's been they just couldn't play, their skills didn't translate to the NBA, or they got injured in the case of Greg Oden. You know, there's no sure thing when it comes to the draft. It's a huge gamble. Obviously, your draft pick, when you draft a guy at number three, say, that guy becomes a huge asset to everybody because you just assume the best. But, you just have to be very systematic. And I can tell you, you know what, they're going to explore every possible avenue.
And they should.
And they're going to say, you know, they'll look at every situation. I mean, that's what Kobe Altman's job is. You know, what would happen if LeBron were to leave and we kept the pick? Or what would happen if LeBron were to stay and we traded the pick? They'll look at all those scenarios. And that's the one thing they will do. They will do their due diligence leading up to the draft and on draft night. The good news is, after they find out their position tonight, then you can start getting the ball rolling a little bit and saying, you know, here are the prospects we're going to look at. Here's our draft board. And here are the people who are interested. Let's make some calls and feel some teams out. Because you can't do that right now without knowing exactly where you're going to draft.
Sam Amico joining us from AmicoHoops.net and ProHoops.com. Correct, Sam?
ProHoopsDigest.com.
ProHoopsDigest.com. Thank you.
Wow. How long have you guys been friends?
Well, it's a brand new website. ProHoopsDigest.com. You mentioned the name Trae Young, the point guard out of Oklahoma, who averaged close to 30 points and about 9 assists per game last year as a freshman. Not a big guy. He's 6'2", 180 or so. Let's work under the assumption, and I think this is probably fairly safe. The Cavs are going to end up 8th or 9th. All right, maybe one team behind them moves up. I doubt that two move up. But let's work that they're 8th or 9th. There's a chance that Trae Young is sitting there. There's also a chance that the point guard from Alabama is sitting there, or a guy like Wendell Carter from Duke. And you've talked to folks around the league about some of these guys already. What are they saying about Trae Young?
They're pretty much up. I think they're a lot like the fans. In the first half of the season for Oklahoma season, he was way up there. Some people had him going as high as 2. He kind of came back down to earth a little bit as teams figured out how to defend him. He kind of was a one-man show there, and that impacted him too. As an 18, 19-year-old kid trying to carry the whole team, you could tell he kind of wore down. Well, that scouts noticed that because it's like, well, he's going to have to play 82 games in the NBA against college all-stars, guys who were college all-stars or could have been, like LeBron James had he gone to college. He's going to be doing that every night. You know, so that impacted and lowered his stock a little bit. I did talk to one former assistant GM who still does a lot of scouting around the league, and he said, I can't decide. It's still very much up in the air whether Trae Young is the next Steph Curry or the next Jimmer Fredette. And he said, frankly, I think he'll fall a little somewhere in between, but probably the hope is that he's more like Curry. So he certainly has those skills offensively that are just amazing. Now, he needs the ball to be successful, but the one thing he did at Oklahoma that the scouts love is he can pass the ball. He racked up high assist numbers. He's quick. He can shoot. And he does not get worn down easily. So I think, you look, if you're at number eight, you look at all these mock drafts, that's about where he's going. And certainly, you know, the Cavs could afford, let's just say everybody comes back, they could afford to take a guy like that, put him behind George Hill, and, you know, let him develop and give him time. That's the good news. Everybody comes back. This is a veteran team that can take one of those young guys, like you said, Jeff, and develop him for the next 7, 8, 10 years or whatever, and turn him into a player without having to throw him right in the fire on a bad team like a lot of bad teams do.
Why do I keep waiting for the Boston Celtics bubble to burst? You got about 15 seconds.
Well, number one, again, LeBron James' history in the playoffs. He tends to bounce back against teams like this. Number two, the Celtics roster, Jeff, we kind of talked about this yesterday, is they are not, they're kind of, they've got two nice young players in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and the rest of the guys are role players. They play very well together, not taking that away from them, but they're role players. And usually a team with a superstar, a super-duper star, will beat those kind of teams in a seven-game series.
All right, I'm going to give you 15 more seconds. Who wins tonight?
Dare to dream. I'm sorry, Andy, what was the question?
Who wins tonight?
I think the Cavaliers are going to win. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like, you know, nip and tuck. But I think that LeBron will have one of those games and the Cavs will go by. Somebody's going to make some shots tonight. Somebody is going to make some shots for the Cavs. And if that happens, then LeBron goes off. I don't think there's any way Boston can win. And like I said before the series, Boston has to win. Has to win. Both of the first two at home to have a chance to win the series.
All right, Sammy, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Make sure you read him at Amico Hoops, on Amico Hoops. So, and, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.